Hello, my name's Rich, and welcome to Premier Skills English, Premier Vocabulary.
Hi there, I'm Jack. We're here to help you with your football English. Premier Vocabulary is a mini podcast for you to learn football English one word at a time.
Don't forget, you can always find the transcript for all our podcasts on the Premier Skills English website. Premier Vocabulary has three different levels: easy, medium, and hard.
This episode is medium, so we're looking at football words and phrases you need to describe what's happening on the pitch, or words and phrases fans and commentators on TV might use. There will be lots of phrasal verbs to learn at this level.
The phrase we're looking at in this episode is take on.
This episode is a little different because we wanted to say thank you to one of our listeners, Marco Zapian from Mexico.
We know that many of you have listened to lots and lots of our podcasts, but last week Marco sent us an email and a picture.
It was an image from Spotify Podcasts that told him that he'd listened to 319 of our podcasts for a total of 7,275 minutes.
7,275 minutes. That's 121 and a half hours, over 5 days of listening to our podcast.
In his email, Marco asked a question. He wanted to know when and how we can use the phrasal verbs take on and take up.
So, as a thank you for listening, we're going to look at these phrasal verbs in two episodes of Premier Vocabulary. In this episode, we're going to look at take on.
As we've said, take on is a phrasal verb, and it has a number of meanings. It can mean to employ someone.
A company might take on new members of staff if it has lots of work and is very busy.
In the UK, shops and supermarkets often take on lots of temporary staff in November and December because it's a busy time of the year.
It can also mean to accept responsibility for something. It's usually work-related.
You might literally take on more responsibilities at work, such as managing employees or being in charge of a specific area.
Or, if you're very busy, you might say that you can't take anything else on at the moment when you're asked to do more work.
This means you're too busy and can't do any extra work. People who are self-employed might have to say this if they're very busy.
If you listen to our podcasts a lot, you might have regularly heard another use of take on that we use to talk about football.
We might say, Arsenal take on Chelsea this weekend, or Manchester United take on Liverpool on Saturday.
Take on can be used to mean compete against someone or challenge someone.
We're saying that Arsenal are competing against Chelsea, or Manchester United are challenging Liverpool on Saturday.
It's more interesting than just saying playing against. It's more connected to battle or fighting against.
Football fans often shout, "Go on, take 'em on," at a player. What does that mean?
It's when an attacking player has the ball in front of a defender and fans want the attacker to dribble past the defender rather than passing the ball backwards or sideways.
There are a few common collocations that we use with take on. We take on challenges, we take on tasks, we take on work, and we take on responsibilities.
I hope that helped, Marco, and everybody else that was listening.
We'll have a look at take up next week, and if anyone has a football phrase or another bit of language you'd like us to discuss, just let us know.
There's the final whistle.
We'll be back soon with more Premier Vocabulary from Premier Skills English.
Bye for now, and enjoy your football.